Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast for the tri-state region. We have an excessive heat warning in effect for today. Hazy, hot, oppressively humid, a thunderstorm possible, mid-90s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a thunderstorm, lower 90s. Saturday, partly cloudy, chance of a thunderstorm, 90. And Sunday will be sunny, not as humid, temperature around 80 degrees. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast. That comes your way in just a few moments. COVID vaccination day today at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. It'll happen in between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. No appointment is required, and if you don't have insurance, don't worry about it. Meanwhile, Berkshire Hills mandates vaccines for staff and masks for everybody at Great Barrington Schools. Officials mandated that vaccination for all staff members by September 15th and will require anybody in the town's three public schools to wear a mask regardless of inoculation status. Medical and religious exemptions will be considered but vetted by Berkshire Hills Regional School District Superintendent Peter Dillon and the district's attorneys. Proof of shots either will be accessed through the state's database after permission from the employee or with vaccine cards. The panel voted unanimously on both mandates, which come as the number of positive COVID-19 tests resulted have increased in the county and Great Barrington. Low numbers in July, though, made the case count appear higher. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Berkshire County now has a high transmission rate, and Great Barrington health officials last week issued an advisory that recommends wearing masks indoors when in public. Meanwhile, Connecticut has experienced a new spike in COVID-19 cases. The state health officials yesterday reported over 900 new COVID-19 cases, one of the largest day-to-day increases in months. The positive test rate was nearly 3.2% based on the test results that the State Department of Health received since Tuesday. With 914 new infections reported Wednesday, there now have been over 360,000 cases of COVID-19 since the state's outbreak started in early March 2020. Also, more than 10.1 million molecular and antigen tests have been performed since then. As of Wednesday in Berkshire County, there were 19 confirmed Berkshire County cases. That's a rolling average of 17.9 cases on a daily basis. Remember the Berkshire Mall? Remember how popular it used to be? Well, maybe a family-friendly activity and a restaurant may be coming, but first, renovations will be coming 2 years after buying the Berkshire Mall. An Ohio man reportedly is poised to let an outside management company try to bring the Moorbound property back to life. The point person in the effort, Christina Stenda, said in an agreement with the mall's owner, is expected to assign operations and management control of the Berkshire Mall to Betty and Associates, LLC. The Hillsdale Concert Series brings singer-songwriters to the town's Hamlet Park. The Hillsdale Committee presents jams in the Hamlet on Saturdays from 4 till 7 p.m. through October 3rd. Food and drink from local restaurants for purchase at the event is available. Blankets and lawn chairs are encouraged. Concerts run from 5 until 7 p.m. Cornwall, the Cornwall Conservation Commission, has a Zoom meeting. Sunset Music Series continues. Food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun. The Nathaniel Hintz Band in Sharon. The Sewer and Water Commission meets at 7 p.m. COVID vaccinations at the library of Roelof Jansen Community Library on Friday from 10:30 till 12. The Columbia County Health Department will be on hand to give COVID vaccinations to any eligible county residents. More information, rojanlibrary.org. A food drive-through free food distribution happens Friday, August 13th, 10 till 5 p.m. at Our Lady of Hope Parish, State Route 22 in Copaic. Fridays on the Green continues in Norfolk. Summer events on the Village Green coming up this Friday. Live music and art with Mike Cobb and Hilary Van Wright, presented by the Bautel PTO. The Sharon Sprint Triathlon will be held on Saturday at 8 a.m., offering challenging courses for the triathlon veterans and a small-town charm, making it approachable for first-timers as well. Encouraging team and youth participation, the event is held each summer on the second Saturday in August. Participants can register at active.com. August Fest in the Village, a fundraiser for the Hunt Library, in place of auction in the Village on Sunday from 4 till 6 p.m. Bratz Brews, a silent auction, live Patsy Cline and other music by Kane Clawson and Country Jam. Tickets are $30, $5 for children under 12. You can order at thehuntlibrary.org or at the library itself. Our business brief is underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, VialeInsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,044.97, the NASDAQ at 14,765.14, and the S&P 500 at 4,447.70. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.